Just with Luzardo, is that about as kind of as sharp a debut as you could have hoped for there?
Yeah, you know, other than the walking the first guy, I mean, pretty good. Working on his breaking ball a little bit, fastball up in the zone as well. A lot of strikes, good stuff. I mean, definitely capable of performing like that.
Had you seen him throw the slow curveball, the 65 mile an hour curveball before?
Yeah, we saw it a few times in those sim games on the backfield. Another weapon. I mean, you know, slows you down a little bit with that, which really he didn't have a pitch like that before. You know, everything, even his changeup's a little hard. His breaking ball was pretty hard. So, you know, I think he's working on the feel for it. Could probably throw it anywhere from 68 or 69 miles an hour up into the 80s. So, you know, something he's been working on.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. How did Jed Lowry's swings look to you? I know he made pretty good contact in that first at bat. How did you see him just overall today?
Yeah, I mean, actually pretty good swings on all three, and then, you know, gets called out looking maybe on a borderline pitch. He's got a pretty good eye for the strike zone. So I'm going to play him again tomorrow. You know, just DH him two at-bats today. We'll play him in the field tomorrow and then give him the next day off. But I think he looks pretty good.
Matt? Is Tony Kemp okay?
Yeah, I got hit in the hip. Just kind of tightened up a little bit. We don't want to mess with that. He's going to be off tomorrow anyway. So, you know, hopefully responds with a little treatment and can play the day after.
He was hit the other day too. Was that in a similar spot?
No, I got hit a little higher than last time.
John?
Oh, sorry. We're going to go a little deeper here, but you just stepped off the field. A non-game question, Bob, was during the game, MLB announced some rule changes for the minor leagues, the latest round, and they have a lot to do with maybe reintroducing small ball because they're limiting the pickoff moves by pitchers. The third one in a row without getting the guy is a balk. You got to step completely off. The bases are a couple inches bigger. Probably not on the focus of your mind right now, but if you step back, what might be your thoughts on, you know, might never happen at this level, but just reintroducing small ball back to the game, the running game?
I think it's all to take a look at all these things it might be introduced here. So, you know, I was on a conference call with Theo this offseason about, you know, some of these rule changes that he's looking to implement. So I don't think you're throwing it in the minor leagues just to throw something at them. I think you're looking to see how it works and potentially try to implement it at the big league level.
I mean, the rules are kind of scattered throughout the leagues, different rules for different leagues, and they're all experimental. But, you know, they also include, you know, RoboCops and, you know, fewer seconds between pitches. Are you a proponent of either?
Yeah, I like to see how everything goes. I agree that our games can be a little bit too slow. I agree that, you know, you're looking at walks and strikeouts and homers and less action. And there's a lot of good athletes in this game, whether it's defensively or on the bases, that I think fans want to actually see. And I think they probably did some polling to actually create some of some of the things that the fans want to see. So the right way to go about it is take a look at it in the minor leagues. It seems a little extreme right now, but, you know, we thought all these rules that they put in last year were extreme, and they worked out pretty well.
One more, if I may, and this might hit home. In one league, the kind of elimination of the shift, all four have to be on the dirt, you know, two on one side of second, two on the other side of second. You into that?
You know, I really don't like outfielders or the rover out there in right center field. So I didn't hear about that rule in particular, the two on one side, two on the other. I think my personal opinion would be is I just don't like that guy out in right center field that takes, what is it, should it be a hit, away from some of the good left-handed hitters.
So four on the dirt scattered wherever is okay,
yeah,
with you.
I need to think about that a little bit longer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Matt.
Do we have another question?
Yeah, one more.
Sorry. I was just going to ask if it looks like Barrera has caught up swings-wise after kind of getting a late start. We had a couple hits today.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's, you know, it's going to take a few at bats too. You know, he's sitting around doing nothing for a while, so he can hit. And I think the fact that going the other way allows him to track the ball a little bit longer and then, you know, see it a little bit earlier and pull it. And I think that's what he's working on right now.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks, guys.